step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Sounds lead 3-0. Bottom of the ninth in Durham. Two outs, bases empty. Pannone one out away from a perfect game. The veteran lefty ready at the chest. Here's the 3-1. Bush hits a bouncing ball slowly towards short. Garcia gloves, grabs, guns, got him! It's a perfect game! Thomas Pannone has thrown a 9-inning perfect game in Durham! The sounds come pouring out of the first base dugout. They are mobbing him here in Durham!
That's how it sounded on 94.9 The Fan yesterday. Jeff Him on the call. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, as the Nashville Sounds not only get the win, but our next guest, Thomas Pannone, throws the third perfect game in Nashville Sounds history, and he joins us now. Thomas, congratulations, my man. That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me, too.
Have you come down from that high yet, or is this something you ride as long as you can?
I definitely haven't come down from it yet. I'm still... it still really hasn't even set in that I threw a perfect game. It's just so crazy.
I would assume this is your first perfect game at any level?
Yeah, at any level of my career, yeah. I threw a no-hitter when I was 10 in Little League, nothing like what I did last night.
So what was it like when your teammates came running out of the dugout and surrounded you?
It was so cool. Share that moment with the whole team. It was awesome. I felt like I won the state championship in high school and got to like dogpile on the field, and it just brought me back to those moments of just feeling like you're on top of the world, kind of, you know.
Thomas, when did you realize something was special was happening? Was it early on, or did you not realize till the guys dogpiled you after the game? When did it hit you something was going on?
I did know about it probably around the fourth, fifth inning, just from sitting on the bench in between innings, and you're looking out at the scoreboard. Like, I could obviously see there was no hits on there, and I knew I hadn't walked anybody, and we were playing good D. So, it was kind of on my radar. I didn't know with pitch counts and stuff like that in AAA, like, I didn't know if they were going to let me ride it out. Thankfully, my pitch count stayed low throughout the whole entire game, so kind of just kept forcing my way to get another inning, it was pretty cool.
Would you, if the manager had come out in the eighth inning and said, hey, man, your pitch count's up there, what's the policy to say, go back to the dugout, I'm finishing this thing?
If I still had a perfect game rolling, yeah, I probably would have had to ask Sweetie if I could stay in that game, but I mean the way it was all shaping out yesterday, it was a perfect storm. So happy that we didn't even come to that situation, and I just got to ride it out.
That's good. I've read about guys, you got eight guys or seven guys behind you, and they talk about when a pitcher's getting a no-hitter in the ninth inning, they're all like, please don't hit the ball to me, please don't hit the ball to me, to do that. But you get it. Your guys backed you up last night. I mean, just a wonderful feeling for the team, for you, for everybody. You got the win. Just what a night, man.
Yeah, it really is. It's a whole team effort. I obviously could not have done that without them last night. I mean, there were so many plays that they made behind me last night that, they kept it intact. And they were all telling me after the game last night how much their heart was racing throughout the ninth inning. And just to know that, you know, they cared just as much as I did in that moment, like, you know, it meant a lot for everyone, not, you know, not just me on the mound, but everybody.
Thomas Pannone is with us, Sounds pitcher. He pitched a perfect game yesterday for the Nashville Sounds. Did you even realize it was Sweetie's birthday?
So we got Instagram and stuff nowadays, so they're posting him all over the Instagram, and I knew it was his birthday coming up just because, you know, we've been around him all season. I knew his birthday was on the horizon. So, but for it to fall on the day of, you know, Labor Day yesterday and us playing on, you know, the only Monday we play all season. So, I mean, it was really, I think the baseball gods were looking down on us yesterday.
What's it like playing for him? Because any conversation I get to have with him is fantastic.
Yeah, it's the best. I mean, he's up on that leaderboard for a reason. You know, he's an amazing manager. He cares about his players so much. He's always interacting with us. He's always in the locker room, sharing stories from his playing career, his coaching career. He's got so much wisdom and knowledge of this game and so many funny stories. And, you know, it's been a blessing to be able to play for him. I got to play for him in 2023. And then, this year too. I mean, he's a great guy. So I'm really lucky I get to play for him.
We're talking to Thomas Pannone on the Chase and Big Joe show through a perfect game last night. Listen, I think there's a far greater story here, and you probably we're not going to go down this road, but yeah. I mean, your career up and down more than stock market, but I'm telling you, I'm reading this. Your determination, your tenacity, yeah. Your just passion for baseball, you're not giving up. I mean, you've been 9 times probably like, oh, go home, whatever. Don't you quit? And this is fantastic.
Yeah. I don't quit because I know what I could still do in this game. I know what I could still provide for a team. I know that I'm still willing and able, and I can get guys out with the best of them. Even if I don't throw as, you know, I don't necessarily have the sexiest numbers and pitches that come out of my hand, but, you know, I get the job done still at 32 years old with, you know, not the best fastball on the team, or, you know, by far, I probably have the worst fastball on the team.
Right.
I still get guys out. So, I love what I do. I love playing with these guys. I love going to the field every day and just being in the locker room with the dudes and just, you know, I still feel like a kid. I feel like I'm 17 years old still, and I'm 32. I get to play a kid's game and travel all around. I've made friends from all over the world, and, you know, I don't want to go get a desk job or do something like that.
Yeah.
I want to just play. I want to play ball, and, yeah.
I think you're a wonderful story. I think you are what we talk about of like, just nobody's going to tell you no except yourself, and you're not about to tell yourself no. So this is all well deserved. Reading your career and things that you've done, keep kicking ass, man, because this you are the poster child for determination.
I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, Thomas, this is awesome to be able to talk to you. Thanks so much for doing this. Congratulations again, and keep it going, man.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thomas Pannone, he's pitcher for the Nashville Sounds, tossed a perfect game yesterday, 27 up, 27 down.
Right. Dr. Crane, he's got a little bit of little Dick Frazier.
He's a paisan.
There we go. That's awesome. I mean, look at this. Look at his career. It's like he gets
injured. Pitched for the Brewers earlier this year.
Gets knocked down. The guy's like, I'm not going to quit. I love stories like this. They're empowering and – look, when you quit, it only determines one thing, that you're never going to reach your goal when you quit. Just don't quit. Don't ever quit. And he's an example of not ever quitting. That's awesome.
He played for the Blue Jays in 2019. I wonder if Caleb Joseph was still there around that time. But, yeah, I mean, I love hearing stories of guys that just love the game.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still in it, you know, probably making a decent living, but, like, just he loves the game,
and he does not want to get a desk job. Amen, brother.
Amen to that. So congratulations again. We are the People Show and the local, like hyper local,
all
and
day.
Saw that news yesterday. The Sounds actually reached out, and I was like, hell yeah, we'd love to have him.
Did
on,
you so. See the celebration? I watched it on internet. I mean, it was God. It was like they won Game 7 of the World Series. I mean, it's that important to them.
And you do it on your manager's birthday. Which, again, we've had Rick Sweet on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk baseball, you could sit and talk baseball with that guy for
4 hours.
He's no Lou Brown, but he's pretty close.
He is. He is indeed.
Right? We will have more coming up next. Chasing Big Joe on this Tuesday, 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.